The next act are two young men who were two of the brightest stars on the famous Bluebird country music scene from 1936 on. They retired in 1951, and we always wanted to look for these old-time singers, and they turned out to be younger than most people who were looking for them. They retired in 1951 because they felt that the change in the country music scene was not to their liking, and they wanted to sing their old home songs the way they had always sung them. So two of the finest brother teams of the 30s retired. Now we have come around again to recognizing the kind of music that they always play. And it's with the greatest of pleasure that the UCLA Folk Festival brings you Bill and Earl Bolick, the Blue Sky Boys.
Thank you. You're very kind. We appreciate it very much. Now, we sang a little bit of that tune, Are You From Dixie? Not because we thought that perhaps many of you people were actually from Dixie, but due to the fact that we did use this song as a theme song in all of our radio programs and personal appearances, which we did a number of years ago. In fact, we were in the entertainment business for approximately 15 years, with the exception of the time that we spent in the service before we did decide to retire, so to speak. So we hope you enjoy the little bit of Are You From Dixie? It is a pleasure indeed to visit with you. This is the first time that we have ever been in this part of the country. You seem very nice to us, and we want you to know that we do appreciate it. Tonight we are going to try as nearly as possible to give you an idea of the radio programs that we used to present and the type of songs that we did on. First, we'd like to do for you a number that we recorded on RCA Bluebird Record a number of years ago, a real old traditional folk song, Story of the Knoxville Girl.
To the rim. me a candle to light myself to bed. Call for me a handkerchief to bind my aching head. Rolled and tumbled the whole night through as troubles were for me. Like flames of hell around my bed and in my eyes could see. They carried me down to Knoxville. They put me in a cell. My friends all tried to get me out, but none could go my bail. I'm here to waste my life away down in this dirty old jail. Because I murdered that Knoxville girl, the girl I love so well.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We hope you enjoyed that version of the Knoxville Girl. As I said, it is a real old-time folk song, although I'll admit myself that it was just a bit bloody at times. Well, we're going to sing another real old-time tune for you, one that's a little more peppy this time, The Worried Man Blues.
Takes a worried man to sing word song. Takes a worried man to sing word song. Worried now, but won't be worried long. Went across the river and I lay down to sleep. Went across the river and I lay down to sleep. When I woke up, had shackles on my feet. Takes a worried man to sing word song. Takes a worried man to sing word song. I'm worried now, but it won't be very long. The train that I ride is 15 coaches long. The train that I ride is 15 coaches long. The train of love is on that train and gone. Takes a worried man to sing a word song. Takes a worried man to sing a word song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. Ask the judge what might be my fine. Ask the judge what might be my fine. 20 years on the Arcee Mountain line. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. Wrapped around my legs are 14 links of chain. Wrapped around my legs are 14 links of chain. Each link of initials are my name. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. If anyone should ask you who composed the song, if anyone should ask you who composed the song, tell them that I and I sing it all day long. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long.
Thank you so much. You're very kind. We appreciate it very much. We hope you enjoyed that little bit of Worried Man Blues. And now we'd like to do for you a number. We, of course, instead of singing all traditional numbers, did try to keep up more or less with the trend of things while we were doing our radio shows. And back in the late 30s, there was a number entitled The Last Letter that was very popular. As far as I know, we are about the only two persons that, as I know, that have ever tried to sing it as a duet. And we hope that you'll enjoy our version of The Last Letter.
Treat me as if I were only a friend. What have I done that has made you so different and cold? Sometimes I wonder if you'd be contented again. Will you be happy when you are withered and old? I cannot offer diamonds or mansions so fine. I cannot offer you clothes that your young body craves. But if you say that you long to forever be mine, think of the heartaches, the sorrows, and tears you will see. When you are lonely and tired of another man's gold, when you are weary, remember this letter, my own. Don't try to answer, though I've suffered anguish untold. If you don't love me, I wish you would leave me alone. Letter, I'll think of the past and of the promises that you are breathing so free. But to this old world I'll soon say my farewell at last. I will be gone when you read this last letter from me.
Thank you so much. I might mention to you the fact that we do have that number on an album that's put out by Star Days. So if you would like to have one of those, you just inquire at your nearest music dealers, and I'm sure that he will be able to supply it for you. In our radio programs, we always had a little comedy along with the sad songs and the other activities that we done. And tonight we'd like to recreate a character for you that we use daily on our radio programs and on our personal appearances at night in various places that we played throughout the country. All of these little interviews were entirely unrehearsed and strictly ad-lib. And we'd like to do for you right now, I might mention, however, before we get into that, that we do have the original Uncle Josh. Now, there is a contemporary group that has an Uncle Josh, but I might tell you that we had this particular Uncle Josh that we had in our act long before this other act was in existence. But I just thought you might like to know that so you wouldn't become confused in any way. So right now, we're going to ask Uncle Josh to come up here and have a little chat with us. Uncle Josh, what have you to say for yourself?
I don't even know whether I'll come up and speak to you or not.
You don't?
No.
Well, what's the trouble, Uncle Josh?
Oh, you won't even listen to my riddles, what I got for you.
Won't even listen to your riddles?
Yeah, I got some.
Oh, you got some.
You got some good ones,
you
too.
You got some good ones.
Would you like to hear
them? Well, certainly I'd like to hear them.
Now, let's see what there was. Oh, yeah. What did one toe say to the other toe?
What did one toe say to the other toe? I don't know, Uncle Josh. What did one toe say to the other toe?
There's a heel following us.
There's a hill. I don't know about you, Uncle.
Oh, I got another good one.
You have another good one.
I sure have it. Now, this is a good one.
Well, if it's like that one, Uncle Josh, I'm not too sure that I want to hear.
Oh, it's a good one.
It is a good one.
Yes, sir.
Well, I suppose we could take a moment of the folks' time. Let's hear.
Well, now, let's see if I can recollect it. Yeah. What did one heel say to the other heel?
Now, let me get this straight. What did one heel say to the other heel?
That's right.
Well, I haven't any idea, Uncle Josh. What did one heel say to the other heel?
We're being towed in.
I think that's about enough out of you, Uncle Josh. Well, that was... That was our little interview with Uncle Josh, and we always had a little daily chat with him on our radio programs. We hope that you enjoyed it. That, of course, was played by my little bashful brother, Earl. And we'd like to do for you another song right now that we always included on each of our programs. Not this particular song, of course, but we always did try to include at least one hymn or song of inspiration on every radio program that we did. And we have for you tonight the very first number that we ever recorded on RCA Bluebird Record back in 1936. We hope that you'll enjoy The Sunny Side of Life.
Wheels be tied on the road that we must go. There are pleasant fields, verdant fields and dales where sweet flowers ever grow. Oh, the happy, happy, sunny, verdant rolling dales, the sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails. Sunshine ever lingers on the grand majestic hill of a happy, sunny side of life. Shady dells where gladness dwells and the clouds obstruct the view. But a brighter way like the light of day is awaiting now for you. Oh, the happy, sunny, bird-growing dale, the sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevailed. Sunshine ever lingers on the grand majestic hill of a happy, sunny side of life. Sing a song as we go along. Let us banish care and strife, that the world may know as we onward go there's a sunny side of life. Oh, the happy, sunny, bird-growing dales, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails. Sunshine ever lingers on the grand majestic hill of a happy, sunny side of life. Satan Dixie, where the field of cotton beckoned to me, I'm glad to see you. Tell me I'll be you, and the friends I'm longing to see. Are you from Alabama, Tennessee, or Carolina? Any place below the Mason Dixon line, are you from Dixie? I say from Dixie, 'cause I'm from Dixie too.
Thank you. By the way, the list of all the records that they mentioned are in the program booklet, which, by the way, at intermission will be on sale in the ticket booth outside.
I don't know if... I hope a lot of you were here last night as well as tonight, because this next couple of fellas are worth hearing just as many times as you possibly can. And I'd like to present to you now the Blue Sky Boys.
So much. We're mighty happy to visit with you again tonight, and we do hope that you'll enjoy our little participation in the program. Just a little word of explanation to some of you that may have not been here last night. The reason we sang that particular number for you is due to the fact that we use this particular number on all of our radio programs and all of our stage appearances as a theme song. Last night, we only sang for you the chorus, and we had several requests to sing the entire song for you, so that's why we did it tonight. We hope you enjoy it. Right now, we have a real old-time folk song for you. You've probably heard a lot of different versions of this, but we hope that you will enjoy our version of Where Did You Get Those High-Top Shoes, or Who's Gonna Shoe You Pretty Little Feet?
Where so fine, God. Who's gonna shoe your pretty little feet? Who's gonna rub your little hand? Who's gonna kiss your rosy red cheek? Who's gonna be your man? Who's gonna chew your pretty little feet? Who's gonna glove your little hand? Who's gonna kiss your rosy red cheek? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Papa's gonna shoot my pretty little feet, Mama's gonna glove the little hand, Sister's gonna kiss my rosy red cheek, you're gonna be my man. Papa's gonna shoe my pretty little feet, Mama's gonna glove my little hand, you can kiss my rosy red cheek. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. We hope you enjoyed that real old time number. It is our intention in visiting with you out here to try to introduce to you folks a lot of the real, authentic folk music. As you know, most of the authentic folk music was written about tragedies that happened at one time or another. Well, we've chosen a number for you tonight that we did on RCA Bluebird Record a number of years ago, and I understand by the expert folklorists that we were the first people to ever record this particular number. We hope that you'll enjoy In the Hills of Roane County.
In the beautiful hills, in the midst of Roane County, there's where I many long years. There's where my heart's been tending most ever. There's where the first step of misfortune I made. I was about 30 years when a courted and married.
Well, we've chosen a number for you tonight that we did on RCA Bluebird Record a number of years ago, and I understand by the expert folklorists that we were the first people to ever record this particular number. We hope that you'll enjoy In the Hills of Roane County.
Beautiful hills in the midst of Roane County. There's where I have roamed for many long years. There's where my heart's been tending most ever. There's where the first step of misfortune I made. I was about 30 years when a courted and married. Armanda Gilbert was there called my wife. Oh, one lone reason her brother Tom stabbed me. Just 3 months later I'd taken Tom's life. I was captured and tried in the village of Kingston. Not a man in that county would speak one kind word. When the jury came in with a verdict next morning, a lifetime in prison were the words that I heard. She said, all alone with a sigh, and the last words I heard was, Willie, God bless you. Was, Willie, God bless you, God bless you, goodbye. Scorching hot sands of the foundry I'm working, just working and toiling my life all away. They'll measure my grave on the banks of old Cumberland just as soon as I finish the rest of my day. No matter what happens to me in Rome County, no matter how long my sentence may be, boys, when you ride home from this dirty old prison, one of my songs in your letter for me.
Thank you very much. You're mighty kind. We hope you enjoyed that. I might tell you that that number is included on our recent re-release by RCA on the RCA Camden label, so you can be looking around for that particular number if you liked it. Right now, we'd like to do one of those Coal Mine and John Henry tunes, a little bit of the 9-pound hammer.
Rings like silver and shine like gold.
Go along, buddy.
Go along, buddy.
Just roll so slow.
rock and roll and we won't go.
So much. Thank you very much. We hope you enjoyed our version of the 9-pound hammer. And we still have another number that we'd like to do for you along the tragic line. This, by the way, is a number that I imagine originated over in England. And it was carried over here, of course, by our ancestors. And as well as I can remember, Earl and I learned this particular number from our father. We hope you'll enjoy our version of The Butcher's Boy.
In London City, where I did dwell, a blue-eyed boy I love so well, he called it me. Longing to see.
praise blows Mason Dixon line, are you from Dixie? I say from Dixie, cause I'm from Dixie too.
Twenty-nine years ago in Columbus, Ohio, I found a phonograph record in a store that was an outlet for phonograph records that they couldn't put on jukeboxes up there. I listened to it. I thought that was just about two of the finest singers I'd ever heard. I went down to buy more and found that you couldn't buy them in that part of the country. So there was one record store in Columbus, Ohio that had placed an standing order with the record jobber that there were to be ordered for me one copy of every record that was released by Bill and Earl Bolick, the Blue Sky Boys. And now they're here, Bill and Earl Bolick.
We are mighty happy to visit with you in this part of the country, and we hope that you will join what few numbers we have to do for you in the sacred part of the program. We'd like to do for you first a number that I'm sure is quite familiar with most of you, a number that we did for RCA Victor a number of years ago, and recently we re-recorded it on Starday Out. We hope you'll enjoy Whispering Hope. We'd like to do for you another number. In fact, all of the songs that we picked out this afternoon, we have either recorded on the RCA Bluebird or Victor label, or for Star Day on the Star Day label. And we have for you a number that proved quite popular for us a number of years ago. We hope you'll enjoy Dust on the Bible. Next, another song Earl says, if he can remember it, that we learned years ago at the old camp meetings and Rush Arbor meetings that were prevalent throughout our part of the country in North Carolina. We thought you folks might like to hear it this afternoon. That little number, I'm S-A-V-E-D.
Some folks jump up and down on D-A-N-C, while others go to church to show their brand new H-A-T, and on their face they put great gods of P-A-I-N-T, and then they'll have the brass to say they're S-A-V-E-D. It's G-L-O-R-Y to know that I'm S-A-V-E-D. I'm H-A-P-P-Y, the pause and F-R-E-E. I once was D-O-U-N-D with a chain of S-I-N, but it's P-I-C-T-O-R-Y to know I'm Christ within. I know some girls in this town who are so N-I-C-E. They do their hair in the latest style, just B-O-B-E-D. They go to parties every night, drink W-I-N-E, and then they'll have the nerve to say they're S-A-V-E-D. It's G-L-O-R-Y to know that I'm S-A-V-E-D. I'm
G-P-Y, because I'm a part of me. I once was B-O-U-N-D with a chain of S-I-N, but it's B-I-C-T-O-R-Y, the more I price within. I've seen some boys lean back and puff their S-M-O-K, while others chew and spit out all their J-U-I-C. They play the cards and shoot the guns and drink their P.O.P. And then they'll howl the brass to say the rest S-A-V-E-D. It's G-L-O-R-Y to know that I'm S-A-V-E-D. I'm H-A-P-P-Y because I'm F-R-E-E. I once was B-O-U-N-D with the chains of S-I-N. But it's V-I-C-T-O-R-Y to know I've priced within. B-R-O-W-N. He prays for prohibition and he votes for G-I-N. He helps to put the poison in his neighbor's C-U-P. And then he'll howl the brass to say he's S-A-V-E-D. It's G-L-O-R-Y to know that I'm S-A-V-E-D. I'm H-A-P-P-Y because of F-R-E-E. I once was B-O-U-N-D with the chains of S-I-N. But it's B-I-C-T-O-R-Y to know I've priced within.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I hope that song doesn't especially apply to anyone in the audience. Right now, we'd like to do for you another number that's kind of a two-part song where the lead, of course, takes the lead and the tenor kind of joins in after, especially on the chorus of the refrain. It's a number also that we recorded for RCA on the Bluebird label a number of years ago, Only One Step More.
Number on some road.
you so much. We hope you enjoy it. Right now, we'd like to do still for you another one of those two-part songs, and really, it's about the first number, I believe, that we recorded for RCA back in 1936. On the other side was The Sunny Side of Life, a number that we did for you several nights ago, so we thought perhaps you might like to hear Where the Soul of Man Never Dies.
The soul.